God can use the man of God to speak a word. And he does. All across this country, there are men of God in churches that are preaching the word of God to people. Warning and telling and prophesying and giving great words of wisdom. So I believe it is capable for anyone to hear a word from God. Amen? Especially a man of God. We need prophets as well. And I believe in them and trust in them. They're important. So second, the prophet, although it was spoken to the altar, was not against the altar itself. He was speaking to what was happening around the altar. It was, the altar was an object, just a, you know, rocks standing up to sacrifice on. But he was not speaking to that altar. He was speaking directly to Jeroboam, who was using the altar unwisely and debilitating, leading his people away from the Lord, their God. And what God was essentially saying to the altar was, I will avenge you. Go to verse 4. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up so that he could not pull it back in to him. Keep going. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for him that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. Keep going. And the king, the man of God, and the man of God said unto the king, if you will give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. Which one is that? Verse 9. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way thou camest. So here, and then go to verse 10. Sorry about that. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. So here, the man of God, this is the word of God, what he spoke to Jeroboam, and then also when he was to leave, he was not to go the same way, and that he was not to take anything to eat, anything from anybody. So he's on his way. So it's unfortunate that Jeroboam's fear of God did not lead to repentance. Notice how Jeroboam asked the man of God to pray. He said, please entreat the Lord your God. You know, and notice here, he says, your God. Isn't it interesting that he did not say, please entreat the Lord our God? It shows just how far Jeroboam had already strayed away from God. After God healed his arm, Jeroboam did not give thanks to God or give him praise or acknowledge God in any way. Instead, he gave the man of God credit for the healing. To show his thanks to the man of God, his reward was, and he gave him a royal reward. He wanted to bless him. He wanted to, you know, wine and dine him. So Jeroboam's ultimate goal was to convince this man to become one of his priests and come and, you know, offer sacrifices to their gods. The next step would have been to declare that it was the golden calf that healed his arm. He was steeped in his fall from the things of God. The man of God remembered the word of the Lord, and that prevented him from being bribed. He remembered what God had spoken to him. And the Lord had told him to eat no food and drink no water. And so the man of God obeyed the word of the Lord, and he departed from Jeroboam's presence. And the people who were with Jeroboam watched the man of God walk away. Then the prophet who lied, in verse 11, it says, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also their father. Go to verse 12. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. So another interesting, fascinating thing happens here. We see why. Verse 11 refers to the prophet as being old. We're not told anything else about this man. So I don't even think that God had given him a prophecy in a very long time. God was withholding his word from the old prophet because of his relationship with God was lukewarm at best. We can learn this by looking at his sons. The old prophet's sons were part of the crowd that was with Jeroboam to offer incense to the golden calf. The only way that they could have been seen their deeds of the man of God was to have been at the altar with Jeroboam. They also saw which way he had departed. So I wonder if they said to themselves, look at this prophet. Our dad used to be a prophet. So they probably went and told this to their father. We know because the word says they did it. He'd probably like to hear about this. This man of God, the words that he spoke. So when the sons told their dad about the incident, he didn't ask them what they were doing You know, what were you doing at this altar worshiping with Jeroboam, this false god, getting ready to give sacrifice to this god? Instead, he only wanted to meet the man of God. His motives are not good, as we can learn here in the next verse. He had different motives for why he wanted to talk to this man of God. And when after, verse 14, it says, and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? He said, I am. Keep going. Going down to 18. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord that thou shalt no bread nor drink water, nor drink water, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And the angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. Verse 19, one more, I'm sorry. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. One has to think that the old prophet was jealous of the man of God. The old prophet's son had already told him everything that he had seen and heard. That they had seen and heard. It is very possible that the old prophet knew about God's commandment that the man of God was not to eat nor drink until he returned home. And he would have known about Jeroboam's offer and the man of God's refusal. So why endeavor to tempt him with the same offer? Minus a few rewards that the king had offered. If the old prophet was jealous, his offer would cause the man of God to sin. A jealous prophet might have thought if God wasn't talking to him, he would ensure that God would not talk to this man as well. The man of God refuses the old prophet's offer and reinstates the word of the Lord that he is not to eat or drink until he gets home. The crafty old prophet, he quickly improvises and tries another approach. He realizes that the approach that Jeroboam used will not work. He is determined to trip up the man of God. So his tactic changes to one of familiarity. He said to him, I also am a prophet like you. Do you see how the old prophet is saying to the man of God, I am not Jeroboam. I am a prophet just like you. You and I are brothers. You can trust me. Furthermore, the word from the angel trumps your word from God. And he says, you should listen to me. What the old prophet neglected to add was that even though Jeroboam was trying to lead all of Israel astray, the old prophet was trying to lead the man of God astray. There's an enemy of our souls that will do anything to trip you up, to get you going down the wrong path. He'll use anything to get you not to follow God's word. This book that we have so preciously been given us is the written word of God. Every letter, every jot, every tittle in that word is God's word to us. It doesn't matter who else comes along and says opposite of the word of God. God gave you the word. It's up to you to obey his command. If God has called you to do something, he's not taking it back. Amen? God doesn't take it back. If he's spoken to you to go here or go there, that word is from God. It will come to pass. He will take you there. Amen? If you're anything familiar with the things of God, it doesn't happen when we think it should. You can go back and read, and you can go back and look into the scriptures, how that when God spoke, it was a long time later when it came to pass. But if they stayed faithful to the word of God and what he had spoken, it happened just like he said it did. So the cunning old prophet then adds proof that he is indeed a prophet. An angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. When I read this, I thought of the scripture in the New Testament about if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. Jesus' word to us for salvation was, obey Peter's word. If you obey Peter's words, he even prayed over them, that we would receive through their word salvation for our souls. So don't allow anything to come along, even if it looks perfect like an angel, to convince you otherwise, because God's word will be honored. So without shame or remorse, the old prophet blatantly lied to the man of God. But his tactic worked. For the first time, a man of God questioned the word of the Lord. He must have reasoned with the old man that was a prophet. And he said he had seen an angel who had additional word from the Lord. This word doesn't change. It's forever settled. So nobody can come along and take it and add to it. He when he speaks the word, or when he gives the man of God the word to speak, it must line up with his word. Amen? It will always line up with his word. It will never go astray because it's God's word. That can be your judge. Does it line up with the word? Is what he's saying in this book, is it exactly what God has spoken to me? You can trust that. The man of God knew what God had commanded, but when doubt was introduced, it caused him to question the original word of God, the man of God. We're going to stop here. But I just want to admonish us tonight that the things that have been spoken across this pulpit in the last several months have been words from God. I've been seeking the Lord for God to give us answers, for God to minister and reveal things in his spirit. And God is opening eyes. God is doing a work among us. Amen. He has mighty things in store for us. The word that he has spoken in prophecy over this place will happen. Amen. Just as he said it would. And I want to be there to enjoy it. Amen. We'll pick back up here next Thursday and just see what God will do through his word. Amen. It's important. Follow the word.